Entering the walled garden, she was lined up, handed a pistol, and instructed in loading and firing it at various targets. The glass houses at the end of the garden seemed to have already suffered as a target. There wasn't much left of them. Several instructors moved amongst them, checking their handling of the weapons, advising and rebuking them as their progress or lack of it deserved. When the stable clock struck 7, they were told to unload their weapons and hand them in. At supper, conversation was again limited to essentials. Verity wasn't sure whether this was a rule of the establishment or just good practice in this apparently murderous company. Afterwards, she went to her room with no clear idea of what she was training for and no opportunity to ask anyone, but some very uneasy thoughts about it. She made some notes in her room in case they were likely to be questioned in the morning as to what they had learned the previous day. The more she thought about her extremely curious day, the happier she became. Whilst she had no desire to become a mass poisoner, it was clear to her now that she was not heading for a staid job in the higher echelons of the civil service. A much more adventurous role was clearly intended, and now she knew it was what she had craved all along. Action, excitement, even danger, yes! In the morning, her next session confirmed to her that she had strayed accidentally into some sort of killer's paradise. In an area of the estate known as the Wilderness, her first task was to observe demonstrations of how to creep up on someone unawares and put them out of action silently and usually permanently. This they then had to practice for several hours for themselves, although without killing or maiming fellow students or instructors, even if at times they came close to it. Certainly by lunchtime, Verity was covered in bruises, as well as scratches from branches and brambles and bites from insects hiding in the long grass. With a few minutes to spare before lunch, she went upstairs to change into slacks, Constance having insisted that she bring several pairs in an otherwise frugal wardrobe. She found that she was ravenous after the physical activity of the morning, and clear that she needed to be a lot fitter than she was in order to keep up with the training. The instructors clearly thought so too, as the rest of the day was spent in hard physical exercise until their unused muscles were at screaming point. That night, she was too tired to make notes, and she simply fell into bed and slept soundly. Whatever the future held for her, it was going to be exciting and challenging, although she very much hoped that Mr. Jones had not identified her as a natural killer in his selection of her. Verity did not have much time for reflection on the course. After the first week, they were liable to be called out in the middle of the night for some exercise or other that would see them creeping up on mock sentries in the dark and delivering fatal blows. She never knew what the next day or night might hold, but was finding that, far from being anxious about the activities, she thoroughly enjoyed them, especially when they had the chance to devise their own strategies. Afterwards, they would have a meeting in the hall, whatever time of night it was, where they were served hot food and had to report back on what they had done and why, before the instructors gave them notes on their performance with suggestions for more effective strategies. Verity found it all exhilarating, and as the days went by, she spent less and less time dwelling on her loss of Roberto and that horrid last night with him, or more correctly, without him.